With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two starts now. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, just a segment away from A Rose Is A Rose Is A Rose by any other name but a Julia Rose, means that the one half of the dynamic foursome that became two girls with four boobs behind home plate last night is going to join us. Friend of the show because of you guys. Barry has had previous experience with her. Can I finish? From that's Houston game sounded, day.
Tell us about your previous experience, Barry Laminack.
Nope. A buddy of mine, Jonathan, is a photographer. And back on game day, we wanted to do a calendar where every week for 16 weeks, we featured a different chick. Right? Just a hot chick. Just a, you know, dudes like chicks. Why not? And Julia Rose was in the mix as one of the pictures he had for us of her. And we were featuring each one of them and had some in studio. I don't remember if she came in studio or not, but we would have them in studio. I don't remember, but I don't remember if, you know, who it was or what, but yeah, some of them did.
You didn't get that one. That's fine.
What did I miss?
You don't know if she came in the studio or not. And I said, but was she here in the studio?
I hate you. That's,
but I do appreciate the fact that because both of you had the Nipsey Hussle on this one, we get,
yeah,
Boobs Are Us really on the cool air, which is fantastic work.
And everybody's asking for her Instagram. It's at Julia Rose.
I'm getting texts. I'm getting...
Yeah, it's at Julia Rose.
Everybody we've featured, is excited.
We've talked
about
her before.
Believe me, she's going to... there's no doubt in my mind by the end of this, it. She's going to promote everything she's got going on.
She also
on.
Has something called Shag Mag.
Yeah.
That's a thing. Julia Rose.
They said in the video, which I retweeted for everybody if you're interested, at Pac Man Joel, you can see the video that kind of does the leading up to what they did, the aftermath, and all the other things from TMZ. But they said the reason why they did it was for Shag Mag, as Barry mentioned, and also because they want people to donate for breast cancer.
Yes.
So we will get all the details from her.
Is it at It's Julia Rose?
Instagram is different from her Twitter. The Instagram is It's underscore Julia Rose.
Trust me, you just tune in at 2:15. You'll get her Instagram. You'll get all the social media stuff that
it's
she has to plug. She's
Julia
going
Rose
to plug it all. Yes.
Yep. Sure will. So
all right, let's talk about the two beer guy.
Yeah, fantastic, by the way. And I'm glad that Fox actually caught on so that they could show it again and actually have some fun on the commentary. But was it Alvarez's home run?
Yes, it was Alvarez's home run.
And the guy's got,
it barely
two tall boy Bud Lights in his hand, one in each hand. And as the home run comes towards him, he makes no effort and definitely doesn't want to spill the beers and takes it like in the forearm and armpit area. The ball ends up, and there's a guy behind him with a mitt trying to reach to get it too.
Yeah, a wuss with a mitt.
Yep, and the ball falls down and he actually doesn't spill the beer, reaches down and puts one beer down, picks up the ball, kind of dries it off from a little bit of moisture or whatever,
yeah,
and basically ends up with it. And then this morning, Bud Light sends out to all the Twitterverse and says, we want to meet this dude. So Twitter, do your thing. Help us find this guy, because they obviously love the exposure, the fact that it was Bud Lights that he had in each hand, and he ends up with both beers and the ball.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, it was well played.
I don't know how he did it, but he had on me, I guess he set him down real fast and grabbed it, because there was a lot of little greedy people trying to steal his shine. So
Yep. So that's a story, and then we'll find out, I guess, eventually if Bud Light does make contact with him and if they take care of him at all, because like I said, the last time they tried to do this and they thought it was going to be a great thing and lots of great media exposure, they found out when they offered up the beer that the dude had a previous history.
Hey, where are you guys on people tagging us on other people's Twitter. Did you see that?
I can see how it gets a little annoying, a little redundant.
Yeah, somebody tagged us and someone was like, hey, look at this. And it was a, a fellow radio guy in town that we're not exactly fans of each other.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, look at this. This is great. Like, why would you tag me on his tweets?
Yeah, that's happened before.
If I wanted to see it, I would follow him. I don't, like, why? Stop tagging radio people. In other radio people's tweets. Yeah. But I've seen it before where, like, you know, I'll tweet something and somebody will tag, like, Matt Thomas. I'm like, he don't care about that. Don't tag him on my stuff.
Right.
And Matt and I get along.
Me too.
We broke bread at the ALDS.
Yeah. And you guys said you were going to talk about me someday.
And I said, give me 5 years. And then when I'm fired, we'll link up and have lunch and talk mess about Joel.
Fantastic.
That was, but yeah, don't tag. Like, that's weird, I think. Especially if we don't get along. He and I went after each other on Twitter. Why would you tag us on the same tweet?
For the life of me, I can't figure out who that would be.
Joel and Matt Thomas, for example, are good friends. You can tag each other on that. That's fine. But don't, if you know that, I don't know. I'm being petty, but that's weird. Stop it.
You're not being, first of all,
I'm
in the race
petty.
For pettiness in Houston radio.
Well, that's true.
You are so far behind. It's not even close.
Do you think that they'll feature the double-fisted ball off the chest guy, Bud Light commercial or something?
I don't know about that. I think more so that he got his 15 seconds of fame and Bud Light got good run out of it. So they'll probably give him like beer for a year or.
It's a really cool thing. He did say, apparently somebody said that the Astros hit like, are soft, we'll say.
Because it didn't hurt him when he took the ball.
But did you see the swing? I didn't think that was getting out.
Oh,
literally a poke to left field. And then, but of course, if you watched enough Yordan Alvarez this year, then you realize that he's so strong that he doesn't have to look like a home run swing in order to get out. I thought, all right, that's off the wall at best.
I just kept conditioned to the sound of the bat on ball, but I'll say the one I didn't think was getting out was Soto's. Soto's looked like he caught it off the end of the bat, and Springer was going to end up catching it somewhere on the warning track, but boy, he got enough.
Same thing. I mean, Alvarez's was off the end of the bat, and I thought, well, the ball isn't carrying in the offseason. You can see Bregman missed one that I thought was gone, but the ball isn't carrying as well this offseason or this postseason. And so I didn't think that Yordan hit was going to be out. And then, you know, bounced off his chest. And, you know, he didn't have to disparage the fine work of Yordan at the plate by saying he hits soft. But
well, that wasn't all he did either. Thankfully, he was hitting some lasers last night.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of got back out of his hitting slump. So that's good to see. And as the series goes forward, you just got to feel great about the fact that offensively, this team is rolling again. When you get both catchers are contributing. You know, Chirinos with two run homers in two consecutive games. That was fantastic, and both were crushed. And like you said, you don't have to have one guy stand out and be your MVP. The bottom line is, as long as guys are stepping up in big moments, and look at what we were talking about early in the show, the fact that the Nats would just like to have someone step up with runners in scoring position.
Yep.
That's what it takes. It's a team effort. It's the way this team's won 107 games this year. And it's great to see that in the biggest three-game weekend series of their season, everyone stepped up, contributed, and did what they needed to do to win.
How much credit do you give to the players-only meeting? Because that seems to be the turning point in this series.
I think it helped. It's not like I think that it was the turning point.
It didn't make them better, obviously.
Right. I think, but it kind of got them to refocus.
Yep.
And it got some guys that might already be kind of starting to feel down about themselves to kind of go, you know what? We have done this kind of thing before. And in the regular season, look at how many series we swept where we went into a town and we won three in a row. We could do this, but you just got to have the right mind frame. And I think they did.
Totally agree. So, I think it was big.
Yep. So for whatever the reasons, we went from Friday when we were wondering if the series could get back to Houston to now a 3-2 Astros lead as they head into the final two games of the season, or hopefully just one, starting tomorrow night at Minute Maid Park. So we've got lots to get to for you. But next coming up, it's Julia Rose. It's one of the two flashers behind home plate that decided to show the chest a second. There's my boobies for...
Yeah.
A cause.
She blessed the world.
Yep. So we'll talk about her Nipsey Hussle next and a whole lot more.
Nice.
It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Hey.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Guys, what are we about to do?
You don't even want to know.
You don't want to know.
We're going to lose it.
Yo, we just flashed the whole f***ing World Series. Game 5, baby. Shagman.
Shagman. For life.
Only breast cancer. Cancer. Save the boobies.
Save the boobies.
So that was the audio of a TMZ clip of the bosom buddies, Julia Rose and Lauren Summer, who decided that the world was their stage behind home plate last night. And they said, breast a second, let's get it out there. And they did. And now, because Julia has been a friend of the show in the past, or other shows with Barry Laminack, Nick, great get. Julia Rose joins us on the show. Julia, welcome to the Usual Suspects.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, Julia, so I got to know, when did you guys know you were going to do this? Let's start there. How premeditated was this?
Honestly, it was, it's been almost a year in the making. We knew we wanted to do it at the World Series. We didn't know who was going to be in the World Series, where it was going to be, what game, what moment. But, I mean, the plan has been going for almost a year now.
That's great. Now, you guys knew, and obviously you did it to promote yourself, promote Shagmag, but also to promote Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And you do a lot of that. Do you catch a lot of heat for the way that you promote, you know, free the nipple and save the, I don't know, I don't think we can say that other word on radio, but save the breast, right? But do you catch heat for it?
I mean, of course, there's always going to be heat for it. You know, the kind of content we put out, either people are going to love it or they're going to hate it. There's not really a gray area, but we were more than prepared going into it, knowing that, you know, this is controversial and that raising awareness for anything, you know, if you do it right, you're going to cause a lot of attention, both positive and negative. Luckily with this one, though, we've gotten so much love and positive feedback. It's been really great.
How in the world, you said it's been over a year in the making, how do you get the tickets? I mean, how do you secure the seats so that the plan can take action?
Yeah, well, I mean, the planning of, like, okay, we want to do something for breast cancer awareness. It's obviously in the month of October. The World Series is in. We actually didn't end up even getting the tickets until about a week in advance. Getting tickets was kind of the hard part and making sure they were in the right area. But the plan itself of just knowing what we wanted to do was a year, but the whole stunt of getting tickets, even the moment down to it, we had a lot of issues with them panning the camera over, so we had to change up a lot of things last minute to end up getting on camera.
Really? Like, what do you mean? Like, you had issues with them panning the camera over? What do you mean?
So when we first got there, we were actually pulled to the side because we were wearing Shagmag shirts and they knew who we were. And they told us that we needed to zip up our jackets all the way and that we weren't allowed to promote Shagmag behind home plate. And we were actually having our family members live, send us like live shots of the game to see if we were on camera. And what we noticed is they had shifted over the cameras to where we were just barely out of view. So we actually got up during that seventh inning, and we walked around and ran down the stairs and fought our way through two security guards to get down there and then did it.
That's absolutely fantastic.
Amazing.
That is literally Nipsey Hussle, you guys were hustling all over the place.
The fact that you went through all that to show us your boobs it speaks volume for your determination and your tenacity. And I can speak for all men that saw it, that we appreciate you overcoming odds and obstacles to show us what you're working with.
Thank you.
Now let's
taking a bow right now.
Let's also get to the bottom of this, that you put out on your Twitter account after the game that you had already received a letter from Major League Baseball that essentially was not happy and you were going to be banned from every stadium in baseball. How in the hell did they get you that letter so quickly?
Well, I was actually detained. We were escorted all the way down. I guess it's kind of like the MLB jail, and we were held for about 2 hours, and we were handed the letter. They didn't send it to us. It was actually from, I believe it was the GM of MLB. It was someone from MLB that handed it to us, went over everything. We're banned from that specific stadium for 5 years, but we're banned from all MLB events for For a lifetime.
Wow. So now, were they mean when they detained you guys and took you back, or were they like, hey, what are you doing later? Are you free? I'm single if you're...
It was a mix. Like, some of the security guards were fist bumping us, and they were the ones telling us that it made it to live
that's
TV.
Great.
And we were like, oh, that's awesome. But then there were definitely some that were like, we're very disappointed in you.
They were female, weren't they? Those bitches. It was the female ones that were giving you the stink eye, right?
Did I say that again?
There was the female security guards that were giving you the stink eye, acting like bitches, mm-hmm. right?
No, it was more of the dads that probably have daughters and didn't want, you know, their daughters doing the same thing. They were giving us kind of we get why you're doing it, but we're very disappointed in
It was the
actions.
Old ones that can't get erections. That's why they were angry. I got it now. No, it's cool.
Exactly.
I totally get it.
Hey, so was Kayla Lauren an accomplice in this whole situation?
Yes, Kayla and Lauren. I mean, there's actually three of us. It just so happened that there was a guy in gray that stood up right when we were doing it, and he actually blocked Kayla. But there were three of us. We were all flashing, and it just turned out that one of us ended up being blocked.
Well, the reason why I ask is because I look at her profile on Instagram, and it says that her main account is currently disabled at 800,000 followers. Is that as a result of what happened at the World Series, at Game 5, or is that just from something else?
No, that's from us putting out content like we have been putting out. It's just more on the riskier side, and Instagram sometimes doesn't like us. So it's been deactivated. Hopefully we'll get it back, but it didn't have anything to do with World Series, but I'm sure, you know, it could have happened because of it anyway.
So does she get a letter too? I mean, So all three of you got the letter?
All three of us got the letter, yeah.
Wow.
Well, speaking of that, I don't want to get too further, but how can folks, we've plugged your Instagram on our show. We, from time to time, we'll find hot chicks on Instagram and give out their handle for folks to go follow. And actually, I have been following you for a while. You remember Jonathan from Enigma Photos back in, five or six years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right?
So long ago.
Well, remember we did the Sunday show and we were getting hot chicks for every week of football, and you were one of them, and that's how I ended up following you on Instagram. So we've been plugging that. So tell people how they can do that and ShagMag and everything else you got.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely Instagram. Follow me at @ITS_JuliaRose. And always, we like to tell people to remember to subscribe to ShagMag. You can do it at ShagMag.com. We really, really want to donate pretty much all the proceeds from this month towards paying off breast cancer bills for the women that can't do it. So
that's
we really
great.
Want this to end up doing what we plan on it to do.
Well, how about on the Patreon website where you can subscribe for $15 a month for some of the uncensored stuff? Is that going to charity as well?
Yeah, so you can access that because sometimes people don't know what Patreon is. So you can access it through shagmag.com, or you can go directly to Patreon and type in It's Julia Rose. And it'll lead you, so it's both. All proceeds that go directly to ShagMag will be helping us pay off the medical bills.
That is so badass that y'all are doing that. And just so people know, like ShagMag and the Patreon, that's the nude stuff. That's the good stuff.
That's the good stuff.
Yeah, that's when you, I mean, yeah, follow her on Instagram, but if you know, and look, if you didn't record the game, you can still see it. Just go, just go on the ShagMag and sign up, right?
So
definitely.
From your standpoint, Julia, how the hell are they going to enforce this? Because obviously you said if you have the T-shirts and everything else, that they're already going to kind of, you know, mark you as someone to keep an eye on. But if you guys just walked in casually to a stadium, there's no face recognition, boob recognition. I mean, how are they going to catch you?
How are they going to what?
How would they catch you and say, oh, I'm sorry, you're banned from all Major League Baseball stadiums?
I mean, I'm guessing if we try and pull another stunt, then, like, they'll obviously see us, but... You know, like me and the girl said, we'll just wear mustaches and disguises if we want to go to another baseball game.
We're sorry for Joel's dumb questions. Let's go back to the ShagMag Patreon website.
Nick's single, by the way.
$15 per hour thing. Like, which one should I choose? Like, which one should I subscribe to?
The $15 an hour?
No, I mean the $15 a month one.
I was
going to
say an hour? Wow, that's too rich. There's
like three or four. Nick does in his spare time.
$15 an hour is too much, and for that reason, I'm out. I'm this Shark Tank. We just turn this into boob tank. I can't afford that. But so it's $15 a month. Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, no, $15 a month is not bad at all. And like I said, it's all going towards a really good cause. And you get a lot of magazines. I think there's 8 issues out right now with all different models, big influencers. So it's really, really great.
You still haven't told me.
And a lot of sports talk, too.
Which one am I choosing, though? Which one should I subscribe to? There's like several on the website, on the page right now.
Oh, well, you get all of them if you pay the $15. Oh, so you don't have to pick. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. I thought it was $15 for each one.
Nope, $50 for the month, and when you sign up for that month, you get access
done
to all the months before.
Now, who was asking the dumb questions?
Now, well, the sports talk thing, now, see, I'm married, so I mean, I'm 45. I've seen a lot of boobs. Let's talk sports for a second. What do y'all talk about when you do the sports talk stuff on Shag Mag?
Everything. I mean, we've covered, like, the finals, NBA finals, NHL finals. We cover season predictions, season previews, breakdown of players. We did a huge fantasy football draft on who to draft, who not to draft. I mean, we cover everything from sports. We cover even, I know your wife might appreciate this, like, dating and sex, especially sex with couples, of things to try in the bedroom. We cover literally all of it. It's not just, you know, boob pictures, but that's most of it.
So let's see your credibility. Who'd you pick before the season to get to the World Series, and who you got now?
We did. We got correct with the Astros, but I'm trying to think back to who we predicted. We didn't get the other prediction right. We got Houston right, though.
And nice. Who are you picking now to win it all?
I'm going to pick Houston to win it all.
It's a smart move.
Yeah, very smart.
Yep.
Because I think just with the sexual tips you're giving, and you mentioned that, I think you probably are just going to get a whole bunch of subscribers, not just Nick. I mean, that got the attention of everybody.
Exactly.
Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us. We know that hopefully that from your sake, everything went well last night, and you get a lot of love and support for everything you guys did, but fantastic job.
And Julie, keep showing your breasts. You're doing the Lord's work. We appreciate you.
I'm having the breast time. Thank you, guys.
There you go, Julia Rose. She just told you how to find her. You can find her all over the internet, and we'll give you her Twitter and her Instagram and everything again throughout the show, but appreciate her spending some time with us.
How cool is that, though, to not just like, oh, well, we're donating it to breast cancer research or awareness. I love the fact that they're actually taking the money and saying, look, there are women that have been affected by breast cancer that can't pay their bills.
Right.
And let's give it to them.
Yep.
That's badass.
Absolutely
that
fantastic.
That is outstanding. So, yeah.
So, check them out, regardless if it's Shag Mag or anywhere else. And like Nick said, subscribe, because it's going to a great cause in more ways than one. You get something out of it, and so do they, to help people that maybe can't pay their bills. So, fantastic there. That's a good way to wrap up the first half of the show, but we still got 90 minutes to go. So, the second half right around the corner. We'll talk some Houston Texans in the win against the Raiders and a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
90 in the books, 90 still to go. Here comes the second half of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Monday in the big city. Barry, Nick, Joel, as we have covered a ton on the Astros, and we kind of overviewed everything else that went on and went right for the city of Houston this weekend. We got more to get to. We'll talk some Texans.
I will say this. It's going to be inevitable that in the 3 o'clock hour, someone is going to text the show and ask, hey, did you talk about Julia Rose?
Did you talk about the girls that showed
their
breasts?
Behind on plate that showed their boobs.
Did you guys talk about the guy that had two beers and the ball hit off his chest? And whoever texts that, I'm banning. I'm blocking them. Everybody that texts that or tweets this, from here on out, you're getting blocked. You got to start listening
absolutely
at 1 o'clock.
Pay more attention.
Don't be coming in at 3 o'clock. You missed two-thirds of the show. Get in here at 1 o'clock.
We've been telling you for a long time, if you don't tune in right at 1, you're done. You missed something. And look,
including y'all mother bleepers need Jesus.
And we've been very accommodating in the past about podcasts and tell you how to get it, and then maybe we'll kind of recap it. But come on.
Yeah.
Play along, people.
Yeah. Get in at 1.
It's part of the fun.
No excuses.
By the way, I'm out Wednesday. Because we have scheduled the baby is going to be here Wednesday.
Oh, I'm so pumped. Yes. Are you going to send pictures?
Yeah.
Okay, please
so
do.
So we've got that on the calendar, so I'm going to miss Wednesday, but Lisa's going to be in the hospital for about 5 days, so I'm going to come back and do Thursday, Friday, and then maybe miss a day or two next week. But in the process, boy, I just need this whole process to keep going. Because this weekend was a nightmare, fellas. I can only tell you that, one, it's already hormonal for Lisa, and she's nesting, but I guess this runs in her family. Whenever she knows her mom's coming, because her mom's going to spend a couple of weeks to help us out and get situated at home, She has to clean the whole house, and she's pregnant.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, can you just please sit down? And all of a sudden, she's carrying like a big plastic tub of Taylor's toys. I go, you didn't think for a second to just say, honey, can you take these upstairs for me? She goes, yeah, but I could. I go, no, you're not supposed to. And then last minute, I'm building like six different things for the nursery and things that she needs. She bought something on Amazon. What do you call it? A changing table.
Okay.
I'm building the changing table. I find out in the process of building the changing table, they forgot to send one piece. So you know how it says, don't send the whole thing back. You can just go online and get another piece. She was absolutely adamant, no, because we have to have it before mom gets here, before I go in the hospital.
Oh, no.
So she's like, no, we'll send it back for a refund because that's BS, that they forgot to send us a part. We're going to go and find one here. Oh, and I'm like, oh, great. So now during Astros and Packers and Texans game and all this, I'm going to be building even more stuff. And then we proceeded to go to every Target and Walmart in the city, even though online it said we're out, so that we could be told face-to-face, we don't have any changing tables like the one you're looking for. Oh, my God, I was exhausted.
Yeah, that would not be good.
This baby just needs to get here. Let's just let the process and the festivities begin.
You got 2 days.
Yep, so there you go. So there's your timetable.
That's right. Are you excited or nervous?
Very excited, but also very
nervous. More excited
nervous.
Or more nervous?
I think, and Lisa's asked me this, I think because we had such a tough time with Taylor and with everything that went through with that birth, I'm just nervous until I know that the doctor says the baby's great, Lisa and the baby are healthy and fine, and then you can exhale. But no matter how many ultrasounds and how many things she goes through, I'm still just like, let's just get to Wednesday.
I feel you, man.
Let's get through it and make sure everybody's healthy, and then I'm going to be good.
Yeah, that would make me nervous, too. That would be the nervous part.
Yeah, so Grandma arrives tonight. I will leave the show today to get right to the airport following you at 90 miles an hour so that I can make sure I pick her up and get her back to the house.
Tonight or tomorrow?
She gets in tonight.
Oh, okay. So right after the show?
Yep.
I got to run over and get some stuff for the yard. I'm not heading home. Oh. I'm just straight home.
Well, then I'm on my own.
Yeah.
I think I can navigate my way, but it's always better when I have a lead that's doing 95 with diagonals through traffic.
Yeah, I passed a sheriff on the way down here.
And you didn't get stopped?
No. He was pretty cool about it all, but
he's a suspect.
I hope so.
That's for sure. I got t-shirts in your trunk just in case.
Right?
You listen? Because you should. I got a t-shirt for you.
I was doing about 80, 85.
Oh, so you were actually going slow today.
Yeah. I was taking my time.
Last time, I was so worried about getting there on time.
I didn't realize it was a sheriff until I passed him, and I was like, well, it's too late now.
Yeah, last time I was so worried, Nick, about getting there on time because I think she landed at like 5:15. And I was like, oh, there's no way we get there.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to Barry and his Mario Andretti style, I not only got there in time, I sat in the cell phone lot for about 35 minutes before I could get even in the window of when she starts. I got there so early because of him being the pace car. It was crazy. You should have numbers on the side of your car. You really should.
Hey, I just do what I can. The drive home was pretty intense, too.
Oh, from Wichita?
Oh, yeah.
How long is that, 10 hours?
No, it's to my house from Wichita. It's like 8.5.
Ugh.
But there's a lot of racing that goes on long drives like that.
With other cars?
Yeah.
Because everybody's you're not competitive, so.
Well, if you've ever driven to Dallas or maybe San Antonio or whatever, you know, there's that. It gets down to two lanes and everybody wants to go fast, but then you got to get over. There's always that one jerk, that one a-hole. That when there's a line of cars in the left lane, somebody inevitably jumps over to the right lane where they think it's clear and then race up to the guy that's going slow in the right lane and then can't get over, or they actually try to cut everybody that was in the left lane going fast. There were several of those guys that I wasn't having it. And so, yeah, there was a lot
it's
of...
totally who I am. That's
is
what
that
I,
you?
I totally do that.
God, that with my truck, I would just start running you off the road. I would just start leaking into your lane, just trying to move you off a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I've told you guys I've done that. I am that guy, especially that fork in 59.
God, you're the worst.
Where it goes, you
no,
have the...
But I'm just talking
you don't
about,
have to tell me. I've witnessed you.
But well, I'm you just, cut me off too, ho.
Well, I'll cut you off and then laugh about it.
But I'm just talking about when you're doing 75 in the middle of nowhere on I-45, heading to Dallas, right? There's no, I mean, it's just a long line of people trying to go fast because there's always that one idiot that's doing 60 in the left lane. And so it slows everybody down. But then there's somebody in the right lane doing 50. So it makes it really hard to navigate all that. And then there's you who sees that we're all trying to go fast, but you are special And you got to get in the right lane and go all the way up there and try to cut the rest of us off, right?
Yeah, I am totally that person.
Yep. I hate you.
Totally that person.
Yeah, yep, I can completely verify
that. That's, you're the worst.
I do it on the way to Rockets games, Astros games. I do it on the way home. I've done it to Joel.
Worst kind of person.
He has.
Don't get mad at me.
When I do it back to him, I actually slow down to about 45.
Yeah.
And then realize that the whole inside the car singing and dancing routine stops because he gets so mad at me.
It's called driving efficiently.
Yeah.
What, your dances?
No.
That you're doing?
My driving.
Because people need to see that. If there's a way somehow safely I can record that.
Oh, you totally should.
Oh,
my God. Just record it in your rear view. Just put your phone up to it.
And he doesn't even pay attention to the car in front of him. Once he gets in that zone.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, the hands are all over. The head's popping.
Listen, Taylor Swift will do that to you.
It's the best time of the day. It's 4 o'clock. I don't have to deal with you guys. It's like. Oh,
wow. You know that that is also a two-way street. Like, speaking of driving.
This is what I'm usually listening to.
This is what you're celebrating. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm celebrating in the car all the way to Missouri City.
Wow, that's not weird at all.
You and JT Cool Bell and the rest of Cool in the Gang enjoying the sultry sounds of celebration.
JT Cool Bell.
That's correct.
Dr. Dre on 290 texted, and this was earlier when we were talking about being tagged on another radio person's tweets here in town. He said, I hope that clown's broadcasting his little show on the game tomorrow so I can drop some double rods in his face.
I think that
are they not friends? Are they not?
I've seen him before.
No, he's not a big fan of Clanton at all.
You said his name.
I don't care.
We were just not going to say his name.
He has published
like Beetlejuice.
Dre has publicized that and said that even like walking down the concourse, he's seen Wex and the princess, and he tried to acknowledge both of them. And Wex said hi, and that was all he got, and it really infuriated him even more. So
really?
I don't think he should even do double rods. He should just yell suspects for life.
Ooh.
Like, if their mics are on during a segment, he should just be like Nats fans when the Houston news people are doing the outside the park after the game shot. He should just circle yelling suspect for life.
I like it.
Yeah, suspects for life would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and Christina's actually in Europe, so she can't be banned for listening to us. So,
was she the one that got in trouble?
That was part of it.
Wow. God, boys.
Yep. So that's how petty things can get in this market. But again, you know what? That's what friends are for. That's why we've got so many other friends in the marketplace.
Love it.
Texans, by the way, we got to get to that coming
back from this break because
there's lots to talk about there. But
Sad news.
The only thing I could think of that, you know, the one negative I take away from Deshaun Watson is.
What?
Okay, maybe we should save that. There's a tease.
There's one negative I take away from the Texans having
Deshaun Watson as their starting quarterback. We'll talk about it next. This is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you about Get Upside right now. Get Upside is the play. Especially if you love money, you need to go and put this on your phone right now. And I always tell you guys, there's no commitment. There's no long term. You're not locked into anything. They're not like, oh, sign this contract and you have to use our app. Nope, none of that. It's just you getting cash back. You're going to love it. I use it. Nick uses it. AJ uses it. Jake Asman, Aaron, who produces The Blitz, is using it. Like, a lot of us here at the station are using it, and we're enjoying the benefits of getting cash back and keeping some of our money in our pockets, and you can do the same. Get Upside was featured on ABC 13. They did a story on them, so it's good stuff, and there are other people recognize it besides me. But I do love the fact that so many listeners are taking advantage of the opportunity. And when you download and install it, put in my promo code Barry, you'll get extra cash back on your first fill up. In fact, when Jake did the fill up, he used my promo code. He ended up getting $7 back off of his first fill up. My wife got 30 cents. So your mileage is going to vary a little bit based on what deal you choose. But you can absolutely be racking up the cash using Get Upside. And the way it works is real simple. There's a map. You find your deal in your area, whether it be for gas, where you can get up to 25 cents a gallon, or food, where you can get up to 35% cash back. You find the deal, you use a credit or debit card, you upload the receipt, boom, it's that easy. You're getting cash back. Guys, the money is real and it's yours, so hang on to it. Do yourself a favor. Go download Get Upside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back, and you know what to do. Thank me later.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through. Hour number two, 3 hour show. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. We always like to give back to you, the suspects. So, again, we have been promoting the fact that this Friday at AMC Gulf Point, we are going to have a special screening of Inside Game. It's the untold true crime drama and the story of NBA referee Tim Donaghy and the betting scandal. It comes to theaters Friday, but you can watch what happens. One of the best referees in the NBA when he starts betting on his own games and how hard he falls when the FBI finds out about it. We're going to send you and a guest to the premiere this Friday, AMC Gulf Point. Caller 16. 713-780-3776. You get two tickets to see the movie premiere. 713-780-ESPN, caller 16. You get a pair of tickets. Good luck. It's the story behind Tim Donaghy and his strategy to make millions as a referee in the NBA betting on his own games. It starts in theaters everywhere this Friday, so if you don't win them, you can get in and see the movie anyway.
Good luck. God bless. Were you saying golf or golf?
I don't know, Dale.
Like golf.
I don't know what I said,
I was
Dale.
Like, what a golf bank.
Golf. How about
that? Yeah, there you go. Say it like you're from Houston.
Why don't you just text that from now on? Because you're just like one of the listeners that's going to try and correct bank. What I say.
Says the guy that corrected me on Dale.
I did it, yeah, because you just did that. So before the...
Oh, you went back in time and did it? Because you knew in the future.
Oh, no, I just did it now. I was bring it up because you have plenty you say that's completely wrong and backward ass. So before the break, we were talking about, though, I just popped in my head watching Watson play.
Okay.
There is one glaring negative that Deshaun Watson is not only a member of the Texans, but he's playing as well as he's playing. He has saved Bill O'Brien's job for how many years now?
Is that the negative?
Yeah. Because we went from hellacious, where we could put the blame where blame firmly belongs because they couldn't win games and they couldn't pull out close games and they couldn't beat good teams because of all the different quarterback whisperer experiments that failed miserably. But now, because Deshaun Watson has been so damn good, the big negative is he's basically saved Bill O'Brien's job to be your head coach and now general manager.
I would agree with that to a degree. But you're not going to give any credit to Bill O'Brien?
I'm really not giving him a whole lot.
Let's be real. His play calling has gotten better. He has opened up the offense, but he's also done it in a manner in which is complementary to Deshaun Watson's skill set. Mm-hmm. He has simplified the offense, I feel like, in a lot of ways to, you know, compensate for some of the issues at offensive line. So we can talk about GM and building a team. But I feel like O'Brien, as a coach, has really made some decent adjustments when it comes to in game.
This year, right?
Yeah.
This year.
That's what
look at
about.
How long it's taken. Here's the thing we went through.
Well,
how
you got to see what you're working with.
But look at that. Come on. We went through how many offensive coordinators where he hired a guy as just like the front man just so that he could still call plays. He won't relinquish control. He won't let anybody do things. And over the years, because of it and because of his lack of ability to manage the clock and the challenge flags and all these other things, you've had to watch year after year after year slip away, and all of a sudden, I totally agree with you, this year, to whoever's credit, yes, the play calling has been better. The game management still hasn't been great, but there's been improvements. But the consistent thing, too, is no matter what he calls, the guy that's been able to save whatever play and save the day has been Deshaun. And, obviously, D-Hop. And they put some pieces together too. But at the same time, I just think it's been a waste of a lot of talent.
And Romeo Crennel
Romeo's also had his shortcomings lately too this year. But defense, overall, he's been right.
Name the one thing that's been consistently good for the Texans over the long term, and it's been their defense because of Wade Phillips and Romeo Crennel and J.J. Watt.
Don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
And but I'm saying overall, but think about how many seasons got away because you had that talent. You had that defense. You had so many different opportunities. But when you look at how many draft picks were wasted, how many mistakes were made, whether it be the conservative play calling or, like I said, the time management, the lack of challenges, all the different things, that's the only negative I could take away was like this dude. If you could have had anybody else, can you imagine, like we talked about, can you imagine if Andy Reid was the coach of the Texans?
Yeah.
Just how much more explosive he could have already been because they would have pulled the reins off of him and just said, go, do your thing.
I don't know. I saw something that his completion percentage through through the first 33 games was the highest in NFL history or something like that?
Well, you're dinking and dunking on 3- and 4-yard plays.
I mean, is he, though? They take a lot of downfield shots.
Not this year. But I think we've all had more than a few issues with the fact that, well, you run the ball twice into the line. If it's 3rd and long, then you run it again. Otherwise.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But when they do run pass plays, I always felt like Deshaun Watson wanted to take shots down the field. Yeah. And once they got Will Fuller, that began to happen. But he's always – he hasn't been consistent. But now with QT and with Stills on the roster, you don't lose that if Fuller gets hurt. And then the pass, they didn't have that. So – I'm not being a Bill O'Brien defender here. I'm just saying you do have to give credit where credit is due, and they've gotten more weapons, and it's evolved, and you've had to evolve.
Yeah. No, yeah. So I mean, look, I was more encouraged about this season and a lot of the improvements that were made. It's just that it's more discouraging once you see that and go, they should have been doing this from the minute they got Deshaun Watson, in red, white, and blue.
Well, at least they're doing it now.
Okay, so. Suddenly glass half full.
Sure. Well, I'm just saying.
All right. But again, with all that being said, now the disappointing thing is J.J. Watt's out for the year.
Yeah, that sucks. And you're, obviously no Clowney and now no Watt. They went into the game missing Joseph and Roby and Gibson in the secondary.
Right.
And then Fuller. I mean, the injuries are starting to rack up for
Howard.
This team. And it's going to be concerning because they're not losing just. They're losing a lot of starters, and they're losing
a lot
of.
But at least they got draft picks. They can go out and make a few trades and get it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, never mind.
So that is a concern. I'm surprised they won that game. I felt like this was a no doubt game that they would end up losing because of the injuries and everything else. You're down, 14-10 at half, but it didn't even feel that close. It felt like the game wasn't. Because of the injuries and everything else, you're like, well, this is just not one of those games that they win. But somehow, with the eye play and all that, give him credit. And give credit to the referees for not calling the grasp again.
Maybe they learned their lesson, yes.
Yeah, so maybe they've learned their lesson on that. But it's a good win. But I tell you what, enjoy it. Because I'm really concerned with all the injuries. Not that they can't perform, but I'm just saying, with all the injuries that are starting to pile up on this team... Mm-hmm. Gives you a lot of concern going forward especially
because he's basically pushed the. I mean, whether it's the panic button or whatever, he's going for it supposedly this year.
Yeah, and you've got the Jags coming up, and that's great. But then you have Ravens, Colts, Patriots all in a row, oof. And just as quickly as you go 6-3, you could be 6-6.
Yep.
Especially losing that game to the Colts and the Ravens, so I'm concerned, but I'm optimistic. I am pleased to be a Texans fan. And it's not that my concern is because of O'Brien or anything. It's just the injuries at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big issue. So, I don't know.
I was going to say, and the one thing, too, which was ridiculous, was some of these guys that were saying, hey, by the way, teams are calling Bill O'Brien and the Texans to see about the availability of trading for DeAndre Hopkins. Get the hell out
what?
Of here. That's
yeah,
the last thing they're going to do.
I saw a few people saying, oh, well, he said that a move to get a defensive end now that J.J. Watt is out is not likely. Yeah, it's not likely because they don't have assets. They don't have anything to trade for anyway. So we kind of already knew the answer to that. But if you want to know what the answer is to where should I bet or where should I put my money if I want to wager on sports, the answer to that question is mybookie.ag. The beautiful thing is, first of all, they've got odds on everything out there that you want to gamble on as far as sports goes. Odds on every game. More prop bets than anybody else out there. Parlays, teasers, doesn't matter. Whatever it is you're looking for when it comes to wagering on sports, they have it, and they do it better than anybody. But the best part is, nobody pays you faster. You get your cash from them when you want it. Now, yeah, they make sure that they want to verify your identity and everything. But a lot of these other places give you the runaround, and you're not going to like that when you're trying to get your money out. Not at MyBookie. Nobody pays faster, and nobody, like I said, nobody has more prop bets than no other sports book out there has more than MyBookie. And look, the thing is, when you do this, right, you don't want to just like, okay, you do all this research and you put all your time and effort into figuring out where you want to put your money as far as the teams go, but why go with some no-name sports book that you're not sure you can trust? The smart play here when it comes to not wagering is who you wager with, and that's MyBookie. And if you'll sign up right now and use promo code RADIO, R-A-D-I-O, they're going to double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to wager how you see fit at MyBookie. All you got to do is put in promo code RADIO when you sign up. And go do it right now. You still got plenty of time in this NFL season. Basketball season has started. Go take advantage right now. It's MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.